Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got George Humphreys joining us in studio today on this live Friday edition in the third hour, former city council member, degreed economist, and of course an author and documentary filmmaker on the New World Order Crime Syndicate. I've got him coming in today to mainly talk about the economy and where he thinks it's going in the future, because he's a very successful businessman in his own right, putting the information into function, and also, of course, has a degree in economics. So he's going to be here discussing that with us coming up in the third hour today. We're going to have the second installment with Mr. Gatto, the educator, who was on with us last Friday. And he came on and discussed the history of education, the underground history of education. I will tell you, I've researched it all myself, and his information is absolutely accurate and on target. And he even knows quite a bit of stuff that I wasn't aware of that I went and checked into, and it was accurate. We got up into about 1900. We looked at the first 100 years of the Prussian model of mind control and how it was adopted globally. And now we're going to look at what happened from 1900 through to today and where they're going in the future. That is coming up in the second hour today. And, of course, we are going to take some calls in all 3 hours, including this first one, and we're going to get into the latest on the Omaha, Nebraska shooter, the latest Ron Paul information, and a lot more coming up today. There is a story on PrisonPlanet.com that contextualizes the information we covered with Robert Baer, one of the most famous CIA agents in modern history, an actual James Bond-type field commander, field officer. We're going to be doing another interview with him coming up next year. He's agreed to a full hour, but he talked about the government or other governments staging terror attacks. So we're going to break that down first when we get back out of this break. But right now, I wanted to play just the 911 call, several of them coming in, and then come back and comment on this. Here are some of the 911 calls to one dispatcher from the Omaha, Nebraska mall as the shooter stomped around killing 8 people and then himself. Here it is.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 911. What's your emergency?
I'm at Von Bauer, and I think there's shots being fired all over the place.
Yeah, we're on our way out there. Anybody been here?
I haven't seen anything. I'm hiding in a clothes rack.
Okay. We're on the way out there, man.
I mean, there's been like 50 gunshots.
There is someone with a gun shooting people in Von Bauer at Westroads.
Okay, we're on our way out there. Have you seen anybody that was shot?
No.
Okay, we're on our way out there. Did anybody see the person shooting?
There's a bunch of people shot. There's
shot up in here. Oh,
ma'am?
Lord,
you're
helpless.
Ma'am, get away from that lady shot to hear what you're saying.
Oh, Jesus.
Now,
she said there are a bunch of people shot inside of Von Bauer.
Okay, the Russians robbed the police on the way. Ask her if she's saying who the shooter was.
Did you see who the shooter was? Did you see him, ma'am? Did you see what he looked like? She said she couldn't see him.
All right, we're on the way out, ma'am. Bye.
All right.
Shooting at Von Bauer, there's a man down.
Okay.
We need an ambulance.
Ambulance is on their way there, but let me stay on the line.
We'll comment on this pathetic situation, saddening situation, heartrending on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network. Truthnews.us is the new powerful website.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When they first started pushing this 6 years ago, we reported on it, and it's been out for a couple of weeks now, and I saw it in a stack of news. I was clearing off my desk, kind of down deep in the pile, several hundred articles deep, about how they've announced that Homeland Security is basically going to run your local fire department and have them spying on you to fight terror and crime. And it's a huge federalization, plus it is politicizing firefighters and turning them into basically secret police. And then it deals with a lot of different liability questions about them coming into your home without warrants. So we'll be discussing that. I want to finish up right now with the Omaha shooting a few days ago that killed 9 people, including the drugged-out psychiatric patient that did it. But let's play just a part of this 9/11 clip, 911 call, for you, for those that missed it in the last segment. Listen carefully.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 911. What's your emergency?
I'm at Von Bauer, and I think there's shots being fired all over the place.
Yeah, we're on our way out there. Anybody been here?
I haven't seen anything. I'm hiding in a clothes rack.
Okay. We're on our way out there, man.
I mean, there's been like 50 gunshots.
There is someone with a gun shooting people in Von Maur at Westroads.
Okay, we're on our way out there. Have you seen anybody that was shot?
No.
Okay, we're on our way out there. Did anybody see the person shooting?
There's a bunch of people shot. There's a shot up in here. Oh, Lord, help us.
Ma'am, get away from that. Wait a second. Hear what you're saying.
Oh, Jesus.
Now.
She said there are a bunch of people shot inside of Von Maur.
Now, this is what we've been turned into. Did this stuff happen 50 years ago? Did it happen 100 years ago? Did it happen 140 years ago? 200 years ago? No. It never happened. Because 100 years ago, if somebody would have gone into a market and started shooting people, every shop clerk kept a gun under the counter. A lot of citizens carried guns in their purses. I mean, I know right here in Texas, and there was very little crime, and people weren't having shootouts 50, 60, 70 years ago. I know that most of the women, especially on my dad's side of the family, carried little revolvers in their purses. They carried revolvers in their cars. They carried revolvers when they were out riding horses. They carried a rifle in their saddle with them. Generally a 30-30 Winchester. And you didn't have these type of people running around doing this. Of course, you didn't have people on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And we found at least 10 different news articles with his friends, family, neighbors, and the local news admitting that he was seeing psychiatrists and psychologists and that he was on both Ritalin and some type of Prozac class of drugs. There was one article in the AP that didn't give a source. This is when you have the drug companies being about half the advertising on the news. You get stuff like this saying he was had been in psychiatric care, but that he wasn't on drugs at the time. That was the day of the shooting, 2 days ago. In fact, I have the date of the article. Within 3 hours of the shooting, no autopsy, no nothing. This guy hadn't even gotten to the medical examiner yet. And the AP, we had an article about that, came out and said he wasn't on drugs. Absolute proof that they didn't know that. Absolute proof that they made that up. Absolute proof that that's propaganda. And that reporter needs to be asked why they made that claim and then didn't give a source. Now it's since come out that he indeed had been on a bunch of medication, just as his friends, family, and neighbors had said. That he'd been in clinics for serious depression treatment. And so now I have to have people throw this AP article in my face from the day of the event saying he wasn't on drugs. Oh, it says he's been on psychiatric care, but he wasn't on drugs then. And then you find out he was on drugs. And he'd moved in with high school friends. And bottom line, because we've seen this in almost all of the cases, in all of the cases they have been on these drugs. But in most of the cases, they've been playing the shoot 'em up video games. Now, I'm not saying we should ban the shoot 'em up video games. I'm not saying that it's their fault this happened. The point is, you take a mentally ill person hopped up on drugs whose own inserts say that it causes suicidal thoughts, violent, erratic actions, psychotic breaks. You have them playing 4 or 5 hours a day, and these are high school boys living together. I mean, what high school boy doesn't have video games and shoot 'em ups? I mean, maybe 10% who are Christian homeschoolers. That's probably about it. Everybody I know, most adults, have shoot 'em up video games. And you integrate that, and the military invented these games 40 years ago, 35 years ago at the end of Vietnam, because they found that about half the troops, when they were up close to somebody, wouldn't pull the trigger. In World War II, it was over 90% up close wouldn't pull the trigger. So they started putting them through different simulations where paper targets would pop up to habitualize and create instinctive firing, instinctive shooting. Now our military is given that training in video game type simulators. That's what the game Doom was originally developed, 15 years ago, and used in simulations. We were going through these corridors, you know, shooting and killing in simulations hundreds of people. And they have now gotten as high as 95% willingness to pull the trigger up close in combat. Instinctive firing, habitualization, instinctive killing. Great for your warriors, not good when military developed video games. Now, highly developed to a level of realism that it's almost indistinguishable from reality. Many of the youth playing these with virtual reality headsets on now, which were originally developed for helicopter and fighter jet fighter pilots, now wearing these, playing the games. And then you take serotonin reuptake inhibitors along with amphetamine-based amphetamines, stimulants, and then you add to it the depression that's caused from it. It puts the idea into their head, along with the TV and all the media always giving hype and attention to shooters, and then it becomes a copycat effect. And now it's in their mind that when you commit suicide, you're not supposed to just go in a closet and blow your head off, which is bad enough. You're not supposed to just go get in your car and stick the barrel in your mouth and pull the trigger. No, what you do is you go into a shopping mall, you go into a school, you go into a church event, you go into a Jewish school, you go into a crowded place, and you start killing people. And then, of course, the other issue is the patheticness, the sadness of these women just begging for help, begging for someone to help them, begging for 911 to save them as this individual goes through the aisles of the shopping mall, through the goods being sold with the Christmas music dingling and jingling in the background while he blasts people. Now, I'll be honest with you, I haven't gone and gotten a concealed carry because I just don't have the time, the energy. But I guess it's really becoming the responsibility, even though it turns a right into a privilege, of every able-bodied man and woman. But I'll tell you, if you didn't grow up with firearms, you need to go take extensive classes with this. For your own safety, not just the class itself. You'll fail the class if you haven't had classes or weren't brought up before. These are pretty intensive in the states I've looked at. But more importantly than just your safety with the gun is that if you ever get in a crisis, somebody trying to rob you, somebody busting your house, in that moment of stress, you're going to fumble around with the gun. And even if you think you're good with a handgun, I don't recommend what I have in instant access pistol safes at my home is revolvers. What I have here in my broadcast studio is a revolver in the little instant access safe to my right. Because under stress, I might fumble, and guns jam, even if they're well-oiled, properly cleaned, and prepared. And so I would recommend, personally, that you do that. And I would also recommend that you have Shure or the several different companies, air marshal-type rounds that anyone can buy. They're very expensive. You don't use them for target practice, obviously. That if you shoot a phone book with it, it'll splatter the phone book. Or if you shoot a jug of water, it splits and splatters the whole thing. But it'll shoot into a wall, but not through a wall. Because you also want to take down the person you're shooting. You don't want to kill the woman or man or child behind them. I personally think, but police don't like them because they don't go through light armor. I personally think that police should carry these, because I see every month or so a case, and I'm not blaming the police, you know, they're having to shoot at somebody who's shooting at them, where, you know, the bullet goes through and hits somebody or wounds somebody or comes close to it. Plus, they're devastating rounds when they actually hit someone. Now, in an instant access rack safe, if I have time to get to the closet, there is a semi-automatic Riot shotgun that holds 8 rounds, and, if I have time to get to that, I will. That's the safest type thing to use, and it's loaded with, I think, what, number 4 or 5 birdshot, about the biggest birdshot there is. Devastating within 20 yards, but not going to kill my family on the other side of the wall. Going to kill who you hit with it, but not, and again, I used to go to police, open police shootouts where they have also shooters. It's mainly police that are there, but I'd say about 25% are citizens. And so I picked all this up from them back when I was a teenager and had time to do such things. So this is all what police were training everybody and going through these deals. Wish I had time to do that more today, but I don't. In fact, my skills with a firearm are probably 20% of what they were 10 years ago. It erodes very quickly. But this is something everybody needs to do, and I'm going to get a concealed carry. That's the end of it. Not just for these shooters, these mass shootings, but for robberies, all the rest of it.
Ted Anderson, happy holidays. December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 for quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 for quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I really do recommend that everybody out there go take basic firearms training classes with handguns, rifles, shotguns. They're very inexpensive. Every major town and city, even small towns, have the training. Do that first. You've never been associated and been around firearms. And then you can start getting in the junior league competitions, and then you can get up to the higher level competitions that they have out at different training facilities. And again, it'll be mainly police, FBI, you name it's out there. They used to get real mad. Dr. Dillingham, one of my dad's dentists that worked for him, got me into it. The police would get irritated at when I was like 17, 18, 19, because I'd be in the top 10%. You'd have a couple hundred shooters out there. And I'd be out there going through all the obstacle courses and the rest of it. And they had it with shotguns, rifles, long-distance shooting, and the rest of it. I wish I would have stayed in it, but I just didn't have time to go out every month and or drive to Dallas or drive to San Antonio. Back then, also, they had some little shootouts at the little competitions at the Hill Country Rifle Range back when Travis County used to have their training facility out there. But I'm already digressing off of that. Just to hear those women, the fear in their voices, and to realize that, and with firearms, it's a great responsibility. And you've got to weigh it. Do you want your wife with a concealed carry handgun in her purse? Do you have children? You know, when your wife gets home every day, she's got to go put it in the instant access pistol safe. You've got to do it. You can't. But at the same time, you've got to train your children and discipline them never to touch a gun. You know, instead, parents just never even talk about guns, don't have guns, and those almost always are the houses where the children then get the gun out of the closet and shoot themselves or shoot the other kid that's over because they were never taught. They were never shown a gun. They were never given the training. But I'm already digressing. To see the firearms training that was universal in this nation up until about 40 years ago being completely phased out. I mean, I was given, growing up, and I didn't know it at the time. Now I've read the history of, firearms in this country, several books on it, interviewed experts, that I was given the standard, really, training that was given for hundreds of years, even on the frontier. And I had no idea how valuable all that training was. And then, having when I was 8 years old, being given with all the old World War II vets, how to breathe, how to squeeze, how to, distance, even windage. I had no idea the training I was being given, how valuable it was. I thought this was just normal, and it was normal with, all the old World War II vets that would hunt on our family farm and ranch out in East Texas, and my grandfather, and then, of course, my dad and uncle and others that were trained by them. And I'm telling you, now that I've gotten off into the Second Amendment, I literally could shoot through the same hole, even with wind, at 200 yards. Same hole with a 30-06 with a nice Leopold scope on it. Now, today I can just shoot a ragged hole at 200 yards, if I'm lucky, and I can still shoot a deer facing me straight on in the head or in the chest, but then it ruins all the meat at 600 yards. Sounds like I'm bragging about firearms how good I am with them. I'm not that good. There are people out there 10 times better. The point is that this is a dying art. I've been so busy. I haven't really trained my 5-year-old yet. And you think, well, that's young. Well, that's when they started training me, just about safety, not really shooting. It's not like when I was 4, they taught me the power of a gun by sitting me down in my grandpa's lap and shooting Folgers coffee cans with a 410. But I thought that was crazy years later when I thought about it. Then I learned that's standard. First you teach them how dangerous and scary they are just with a demonstration at 4. Then at 5 you teach them about all the mechanics of a firearm. And then when you do anything wrong, even when it's unloaded, then they chastise you like it's something really special you get to do. And then now you don't get to, shoot anymore until next time you're at the farm. And then that's how you habitualize safety procedures with a firearm. And someone out there who's trained later in life can never be as good, no matter how much training they put in, according to the experts I've interviewed and talked to, as someone who was habitualized to the proper use of a firearm at a very young age. Boy, I certainly digressed there, didn't I? Bear suggests Saudis could stage terror attack in America to instigate Iran attack. We'll cover that and a lot more when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Steve, Everett, Chris, Aaron, Michael, everybody, we're going to get to your calls. I'm also going to cover, Bear suggests Saudis could stage terror attack in America to instigate Iran attack. CIA veteran also has questions about why alleged masterminds were being protected before 9/11 and goes on to say 9/11 has serious aspects pointing towards an inside job. We'll break down this incredible article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Top story right now. Also, they're recruiting firefighters. to be spies for the federal government, but not to just, quote, fight terror, but also fight crime. Total federalization, very, very serious. That is coming up. We have John Taylor Gatto, top educator, to talk about the underground history of education, the brainwashing by design, part two. We went up to 1900 or so last week. We're going to be covering the next 100 years plus coming up in the next hour. Then George Humphrey, my good friend and economist, to talk about our imploding economy. Housing prices down more than 15% just this year. They're talking about down 30% by early next year. That's the federal government saying that, and major private institutions that analyze that. Very, very serious things that are happening right now. And I was just talking about people getting concealed carry, or at least getting trained with firearms, having them in instant access pistol safes. I mean, you hit four or five numbers, door pops open, boom, got your firearm. It's safe around the children because it's locked up. We have to get back to being independent, self-sufficient. The system wants us calling up, help me, there's a shooter in the vault. He's killing people. I mean, if just one out of ten people had a concealed carry and had a gun in there, they would have started shooting back at that guy. He might have been able to kill one or two people, but by the time, we've seen instances of where this has happened in schools and businesses, somebody does pull a gun and start shooting, they can either take him out or make him go for cover. Or we can just sit there and go, oh, please help me. Again, it's horrible to hear those type of things happen. That's why I tell you to get high-quality water filtration systems. That's why I tell you to try to have a piece of property. Even if you live in the city, have a few acres, 5, 10 acres, cheap. You know, it could be 50 miles outside town, 100 miles, preferably with a well water on it and you know, stuff stored there, even a shack. I mean, it's important in the society we live in where the government's saying we will have bioterror attacks and we will have food problems and we will have a huge recession, could be total depression. I mean, that is scary. I hope that stuff doesn't happen. But I remember having Steve Shank on 6 months ago, and he was saying, oh, we're already having food shortages. We're trying to buy up as much food as we can at lower prices. Now it's in the news. They're talking about 20% increases this year, another 30, 40% increase next year. I mean, this stuff is real. I don't know what's going to happen next year. I hope it's on the good side where we just have a serious recession. But on the bad side, it could be a lot worse. And this is an insurance policy you can eat. And Steve Shank joins us for this segment from the J. Michael Stevens Group, where I've gotten storable foods twice from, and I'm about to get even more. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, it's great to be here, Alex. We're going to, on this particular segment, I didn't know it when we set this up, but we're going to connect some dots that no one else in the country is going to connect, and it's going to be announced hear the first thing, and so any of your listeners had better take some notes from what you and I are going to talk about in the next 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. Now, I'm going to start out with this, folks, and don't be offended. I'm really upset, and so I tend to get a little bit Gentile with my language, but here's the deal. I want you, all of you listeners out there, to take down this phone number. This is the J. Michael Stevens Group. This is not a commercial. This is your life you're dependent on. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, after you hear what Alex and I are going to talk about. And this is where you order food while it's still available. Now, you can put in a multiplicity of your supplies. Those of you who can't hack a year's supply that need something for grab and run, they also have a little Patriot pack in there that's a two-month supply. But I want you to take that number down. And then also those of you who are computer literate, write down efoodsdirect.com. That's E, the letter E, efoodsdirect.com. And that's where you're going to find out more information about getting a supply in. Because after Alex and I talk about what we're going to discuss and the dots that we're going to connect this morning, if you don't get a food supply in that's deadly serious, forget about Christmas, forget about the next birthday and the next vacation, a food supply that's deadly serious, you got to be dumber than a box of rocks. And here's where we're going, Alex. We are now, 5 years ago, on my radio programs and talking with you, I made the statement that if we as American citizens, or whatever we want to call ourselves, the population of America, we Americans, if we have not stored it previous to the contamination or do not raise it ourselves, we will not dare eat it. For the last 3 months, we have consistently tracked every one of my shows that I put on, Alex. What I've done is I started out with announcing the current recall of food, huge recalls, usually of meat, every single week, sometimes several each week, every week.
They had millions of cans of chili and every other meat little, you know, product of a huge plant here in Texas, and they admitted, this is 2 months ago, that it was a dog food plant, right in the same plant making human meat, and it all had botulism in it. That, and that barely made the news.
Yeah, but you know why we're hearing about it? 5 years ago, we didn't hear about any food contaminated. And I've been marveling at the fact, why is it for the last 3 months, every single week, we've had multiplicities of recalls of food because of contamination? Now we know why. What they're proposing to protect us. Remember, several months ago, maybe a year or so ago, we had that big outbreak of E. coli with spinach.
In fact, I just got this yesterday. They're saying they're going to irradiate everything, basically.
That's the point. Now, why on earth would you be thinking in terms of wiping out E. coli bacteria on spinach? Spinach, you know where E. coli comes from, Alex? It comes from poop, for Pete's sake. And spinach doesn't do that. So how did it get on there enough to contaminate spinach in 20 states? Now we've got the answer, what you just said. They're talking about irradiating leafy vegetables.
They're trying to, and by the way, I didn't even know you were going to talk about this, Steve. I got this yesterday, hadn't covered it yet. They're proposing, Congress on the verge of passing a law where they're going to basically irradiate even almonds.
Yeah, no, but it's even worse. They're going to pasteurize almonds. Let me tell you about the almond thing.
Heat them.
California. Okay, now, you got to realize, folks, those of you who are not health nuts, vegans, those are people who won't eat any animal products at all, and vegetarians rely heavily upon almonds. They make almond milk. They do a lot of things with almonds. Sometimes up to 70% of their diet is based on almonds. Now, as a result of this pasteurization thing, they're going to require that all almonds be pasteurized, all raw almonds be pasteurized. The only place you're going to be able to get raw almonds is in roadside stands during the production season. Other than that, the almonds will be required to be pasteurized. That's just as bad as the irradiation, only it doesn't kill you quite as fast. But the fact is it completely destroys the enzyme activity in the almond, which is what the health nuts are after. Okay? You got to realize that other countries, the reason the almond growers are going nuts over this is that we export. California is the only state in the nation that grows almonds, and we export a tremendous amount. Other countries have outlawed the importing of pasteurized almonds because they're completely useless.
The government is doing everything they can to destroy family farms with the premises ID, with the animal ID. I mean, it is just, they are doing everything they can to shut down the small and even medium-sized ranchers and farmers in this country. And then you have the destruction of the dollar happening, and it's already rising in prices.
Well, now, you got to understand this. Remember the statement that I made earlier on in this little segment here. If you have not previously stored it, this is the message to you folks. Right now you can get food that is not contaminated, has not been irradiated, has not been pasteurized. In fact, the one thing that they've changed with regard to labeling, Alex, is that they're now allowing people who are irradiating food, completely destroying the enzymes, and I'm going to read you a list of what
they're calling it pasteurized.
They're going to be able to call it pasteurized. You see,
folks, I have the law in front of me, and in fact, I didn't even know you were bringing this up, Steve. I know they're listening in the other room. Folks, bring in that file. Go ahead.
Anyway, the point that I was making was, remember we said 5 years ago, Alex and I have been in accord on this forever, and that's if you did not previously store it, previous to the destruction. destruction of your food, or if you do not grow it yourself, you will not dare eat it. It won't be a matter of whether it'll make you healthy or not. You won't dare eat it, because now we're talking about irradiation. Listen to this. This is from an article on irradiation. Research has revealed a wide range of problems in animals that eat irradiated food, including premature death, a rare form of cancer, reproductive dysfunction, chromosomal abnormalities, liver damage, low weight gain, vitamin deficiencies. Irradiation destroys vitamins, disrupts chemical composition of food, and mass, and encourages filthy conditions in slaughterhouses.
Because now it can just be basted in bacteria, maggots, feces, you name it. They can just wash it off with bleach, as they're already doing. 3 years ago, they legalized, and most meat packings doing this, viral sprays, where they spray live virus on the meat that then eats bacteria.
You better control your food, and the way you control your food is you put in a 5-year supply of it so you can ride
it out. By the way, Steve, you're not even trying to scare people. This is really happening. Why do you think the establishment and the system is just going wild right now with viral sprays? By the way, if you don't believe me, folks, just type viruses sprayed on meat. In fact, I'll do it on Google. Keep talking.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, guys, you know, people don't want... They don't want food that has been decontaminated. What pasteurization, what this irradiation does is it leaves the vomit and the feces and everything else that's in the food, and it supposedly we can't what else?
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Feces. Okay. I apologize. I apologize to our listening audience.
It's all right.
Everybody
just go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, we can't. What it allows the producers to do is leave that junk on the food. We want clean food. We don't want stuff that's been decontaminated. We don't want the contaminated food. But here's the whole point. Now, if you've got all of those things going on with irradiation, and we have, those of you who have listened to us before know that the seeds are being eliminated that will regrow themselves, what they call heritage seeds. Now listen to this, Alex. Bill Gates, Billy Bob Gates, and most of you realize that the ones that are genetically altering the seeds that are creating plants that will make you glow in the dark, walk sideways, and one eye travel to the other side of your head. Monsanto Corporation is at the head of that. Here are the people that are involved in this. Bill Gates is investing tens of millions along with the Rockefeller Foundation, Monsanto Corporation, Syngenta Foundation, and the government of Norway, and they're building a doomsday seed vault. They have over 3 million varieties of different seeds.
And let me tell you what the head of Monsanto in 99 said, and this was even in major publications. He said that the policy is to contaminate everything so that people have to accept the GMO and so that they will then control the heirloom seeds. But since I mentioned viral meat, ABC News, okay, I typed viruses sprayed on meat into Google. Thousands of articles came up. Viral meat spray advancing food safety. And it says, water will not wash away E. coli, salmonella, or listeria. Now the FDA approved the spraying on some foods like cold cuts with viruses in an effort to stop certain bacteria. Go ahead.
Well, the interesting thing that we're dealing with, guys, is if we don't take control of our food, and I'm talking about at the family level, food will control us. Alex,
they've always said they'd use food as a weapon, but Steve, we need to give them the toll-free number.
Okay, it's 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Now, you realize that our little gals are going to be covered up with calls. That's fine. But what you must do, now, here's the deal, guys. On the food supplies, we have extended the holiday pack as far as we can. We've only got about 200 of them left, and we already added another 400 to the numbers that we started with. So get that stuff ordered. We aren't going to be able to probably get the full units out before Christmas, obviously. We're too stacked up. But what you need to do is get your orders in while we can still get food that we trust shipped to you. If we're able, Alex, to ship food into the next 3 months of this coming year, I'll be happy as a hog in a peach orchard. It's just disappearing too fast, and things are going too nuts. And now with this foolishness, we at the point where we can't trust the food. Now, we came out with a notation probably about 3 months ago when you and I talked, Alex, where they were Dow Chemical was petitioning the U.S. Department of Agriculture and EPA
to spray fluoride on the crops.
Yeah, to spray fluoride on the stored food. Now they're wanting to irradiate the green stuff and spray fluoride on the grains and things.
Look, folks, he's not kidding. It's all happening. They're taking over all the industries. This is about monopolies and control. eFoodsDirect.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Huge banner at the top. His radio show is 6 to 8 p.m. Sundays, right after mine, right here on the GCN radio network, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve, let me talk to you during the break. This is just amazing information, and really he brings it all home, this perfect storm of things that are happening. And it only goes from bad to worse.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind.
my biggest reason for having horrible foods, and I've been so busy the last month, I haven't ordered more, like I've said on air, I am.
I just don't want you to
even though I've got a 2-year supply for two people, that's not enough.
You that never done.
And you want the freeze-dried, the type of stuff he's got. Because it stores, it's smaller, it keeps the food quality, the nutritive qualities. My biggest reason is the economy and food prices, and it's just an insurance policy. But you add all this other craziness to it. It's just the world gets crazier and crazier. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com if you missed that. Okay, I'm going to take a bunch of your calls right now, and in about 15 minutes we got our guest coming on. Steve in Illinois, then Yvette and others. Go ahead, Steve.
Alex, you stand out like a clean hard rock amidst muck.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to, you mentioned 18th century mind control. I don't want to belabor the point, but, you know, the Conformity Act was used by Walpole, who was the first Prime Minister of England, to control the churches and, in turn, the religious instruction. I'll quote this out of the Encyclopedia Britannica. The church's office supplied the poor, the illiterate, and particularly old ladies with the only political information available to them. Weakening the Church of England, therefore, struck Walpole as unwise for at least two reasons. And it says, the ministers provided a vital service to the state by communicating political instruction to the people. I won't go on, but my encyclopedia, Caledonia, strikes that and says political indoctrination. They're using the pulpit as a hustings. And they're having these little old ladies spin these prayer wheels while they steal the balls off a brass monkey. But enough of that. You talked about the economy. In 1990, I was a member of the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations, and I went to a lecture given by Helmut Schmidt. You know who he is. And he was mentioning in 1990 about the euro. He took a coin out of his pocket, and it was around Easter time. He was talking about Jesus, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and all this other stuff. And he says, you know, we're trying to get the Italians to change over from the lira. It's 2,000 years old. But the point being, he stressed this in front of everybody there, and this is in 1990. He says, you Americans spend 103% of what you make, and the foreigners are financing your debt. This can't go on forever. Now, that's, what, 17 years ago?
Helmut Schmidt actually wrote that in his autobiography.
Right. But what I'm saying is that this stuff here, it has the origin in the overconsumption and the presumptive arrogance of the people in this country who don't want to take responsibility or accountability when they manage their own money. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good to have you call. Really, that's a great caller, making point after point after point. Let's go ahead and talk to Yvette in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Hello. I just wanted to share with everyone that the Ron Paul blimp needs $4,530 more dollars before midnight tonight.
And that's a blimp that's going to fly around on the 16th, coming up on the Money Bomb Day, over Boston for the Boston Tea Party.
Right. And I think it sounds great. It sounds like it'll help his campaign. He'll get a lot of coverage from the media.
I agree. I'm going to commission another poll, and I'm going to need to get on this. I said I did this last week. Hire a couple airplanes. That's very inexpensive. You're talking $500 to $1,000 to fly around over Austin, and you can do it in your city with aircraft, saying RonPaul2008.com. But the blimp sounds really exciting. It should get a lot of media coverage and attention. I mean, it'll make a big splash. But for those with the smaller budgets, I would go with the airplanes.
Okay.
Hey, listen, okay. Thank you for the call. We're going to come back with the next hour, talk to Chris, Michael, and Mark. Jam you guys in. Stand by. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Don't forget, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement and Loose Change Final Cut are out. And if you order them by the 16th, we'll ship them to you UPS. You'll get them before Christmas. Infowars.com. Get your Endgame today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.